Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He's blessing His people in every way there is. And this is a wonderful time to be blessed of the Lord our God. We live in a day that's just before His mighty return. And I thank the Lord that we get a chance to see Him move in our lives. I thank the Lord for His knowledge and for the wisdom that He's giving His people to make a difference in time before His mighty return. Now today the Lord put something interesting on my heart about light. The enemy, he can't hide the light. It's impossible. That's why the good fight of faith is to live the light of God and to arrest the works of the devil. Now, as people just live a clean life, as they live their lives according to the teachings that Jesus taught, as they do what's in God's heart, as they live the Word of God. See, the Word of God came from God's heart. You can't find a greater source of strength than the words that He spoke. They are life. Jesus was asked, you know, the disciples were concerned about who the greatest disciple was. And Jesus explained, the greatest in heaven are the greatest servants, are those who serve the most. Now, the life of God is the same way. The life of God serves everyone. And as we live to be a blessing to people, our kindness, our love, our, you know, when people, if you're very wealthy and people come in your presence, you don't treat them as if they're unequal. If you love God, in God's house, everybody's an equal servant. You know, Pastor put it this way. He said, when we come to worship God, we take off our doctor coat and our nurse's lab coat and our mechanic's coat and all the titles that we have in life. We take it off. But we come into the house of God as God's children. And we go boldly before the throne and we worship God. You know, there's no big eyes, little U's. There's no little U's and big eyes. No, we're equal. The life of God is the same way. Everybody has, I like to treat people as if they have the potential that God gave them. When the Lord taught me things about loving people, I decided that I would treat people the way I want to be treated. I treat people as if they matter, as if they have potential. And that also means people that don't think highly, that think too low of themselves. The way I treat them don't agree with that. I believe you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And the ways of God work. The light of God's word work. His light is Him. The essence of His word is more light. The essence of His word is light and life. So the enemy tries to hide it, but he can't. The only way he can, he tries to hinder us from revealing it. See, every child of God, hear me good, every child of God is the kingdom of God in seed form. Jesus said that the kingdom of God is here. He once told His disciples to go, and that message was the kingdom of God is here, because Jesus is the kingdom of God and He brought it with Him, and anybody can partake of it. And everybody who believe on Jesus, they are the kingdom of God. They are a representative in true time, in real time. They are representatives of the kingdom of God. Even though their lives may be in seed form, if your spirit man was made brand new because you believed on the blood of Jesus Christ, you are the kingdom of God in seed form. And if you continue to grow and develop, it will be revealed. And the more you grow and develop in the Lord, more light is revealed. That's why the enemy is trying to stop you and all of your progress. So cold religion would have you to believe that God sends problems to keep you out of pride, or God sends problems to make you grow up, or God sends problems so you can glorify Him, which I have never figured out. You can't glorify God by suffering with problems. The only way you can glorify God is to overcome your problems. And we drive things out that's not right. If you drive out the lies of cold religion and everything that exalts itself above Christ, you drive it out of your heart. You drive it out of your life. Poverty, you drive it out of your life by living according to the kingdom of God. Get rid of the lazy spirit. Get rid of the slothful ways. They are demons to hinder you. Start being a blessing. And reject being a curse. Well, preacher, how can I be a curse? By slandering people. When you go to work, they're going to slander the boss. They're going to slander people that make them do things. The employers want people to do that job. They hire you to do work that you're supposed to do. And they can't hire you to do it and pay somebody else that's not doing it. And people that don't pull their weight at work, there's always people that won't pull their weight. And then somebody has to take up the slack. You know, I heard of a boss, he was supposed to run the place and ended up doing cleaning up because the people wouldn't clean up like they were supposed to. What's wrong with this picture? If you go to work, work as unto God. Let everybody, you know, pull your weight. Be a blessing, not a curse. The life of God won't sit back and let somebody else pull their weight. The life of God pulls its own weight. Endeavor to learn. So, I've seen people, they don't want to learn because then they'll think more things will be expected. And they won't have that day won't be as easy. Well, you're not being paid to have an easy day. They're paying you to do a job. And we need to be as a blessing to the company. This is the mindset of God. This message is not popular among people who wants to be served. If you listen to the Lord, if you listen to me, I'm going to put you to work. I'm going to tell you the right thing to do. There's life in it. And this is what Satan don't want to happen. See, if people give in to laziness and slothfulness and lack of knowledge, their lives are going to look raggedy. Their lives will be raggedy. And their offspring will be a copy of them. See, the life you have today is the blueprint of your seed. Your seed, they are born with a blueprint. And whatever you do is the blueprint of your children. If you have a mind to serve God and you die you die while they're very young, you're gone. But your work ethic will live in them because it's in them. It's in their DNA. It's in their blueprint. If you love God and your children are separated from you, you die or you're off the scene, they're going to have a heart to love God. And God will remember your prayers. What you do, you will see in your children. The good, the bad, the ugly, and even the beautiful things you do. You will see them again because it's in their DNA. Now, don't be afraid of the wrong things that you've done. It can be altered, and I can prove it with scripture. If you'll start doing the will of God and repent from old dead works, you give your children a greater blueprint. That's why if you study Genesis, I think it's either 18 or 19, the Lord told Abraham to be perfect, because next year about this time, you will have a son. He told him to be perfect. He had already done wise things. He was a very industrious man, and he was very wealthy. He may have been the richest man in the world at that time, but he was very industrious. And the Lord promised him a son, which he and his wife didn't have. And he was around 99 years old when his son was born. So he was around 98 years old when the Lord told him to be perfect. And he did. And you'll see the same things that Abraham did in his life, Isaac did in his life. And Isaac did even greater things than Father Abraham did. In fact, Isaac did even better than Abraham. Isaac, he only had one wife and no concubines. But Abraham, he had a concubine. So Isaac did better. And he was a good father too. And it's supposed to be that way. So Satan is trying to hinder us from expressing the love of God, from living the light, from displaying more light. He wants our life to look problematic. And cold religion does too. Everything that comes from Satan's heart is against what's in God's heart. Satan is an enemy against God and against all that God's, that all that stand with God. We stand with him. We follow him. He tried to, the doctrine of obeying and following God was lost. When we read the book of Acts, we saw success after they sought the Lord and obeyed exactly what he said. Then miracles happened everywhere they went. See, the Lord sent them where they are, to places where their anointing would be received. But modern churches, they get together and they get some they get them a board, and they have a board meeting. And they all decide what the preacher's going to do. And then they argue and they fuss. They get in strife. God isn't in that. But when they go to the prayer room and seek the Lord about his plan, it will be revealed and that will work. But that's lost. Very few people do that now. Sorry to say it. Except for the people that God is raising up. The message of following God is being restored among many people that love God. But cold religion stole it from the church. And here it is. Jesus is about to return. And now God has people that's trained to follow him. Now, for the duration of time, after the Dark Ages, people did not follow God. They hit and miss. The Lord sent me with this rare message in the early 90s to teach people about following God. And I went among some of the best ministers I knew. And the message was shot down. They did everything else but follow God. But God has people that will follow him. And God has people that go in prayer before they act. Now, he always had a remnant in every generation that would obey him. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking mainstream. Mainstream, they followed their head and not their heart. Because when you follow your heart, you follow the Holy Spirit. Because your spirit man is the candle of the Lord. You can't be a part of a mighty move of God following your head. You have to follow the Holy Spirit. And only the Holy Spirit. And not somebody else's head. I've even seen people attempting to follow the Holy Spirit, and then somebody will give them advice out of their head, and they'll follow that instead, and still mess up. So you can't follow your own head, and you can't follow somebody else's noggin either. You have to follow the heart of God. And this is how I do it. It's no magic. It's easy. The Lord revealed to me what to do, and then I do it. And as I obey him, he always confirms it. If I'm not clear about something, I start acting toward what God said, and he always, 100% of the time, confirm it through others who love God. Whether they realize it or not, I get confirmations. I don't always tell people the confirmations I get. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I act on what the Holy Spirit revealed, and I pay attention. The enemy is losing fabulously because people are raising up. They're tired of cold religion. They're tired of stagnation, and they want to see a move of God, and they fast, and they pray, and they seek the Lord, and they read the Word, and they do the things necessary for it to happen. Because the move of God is available. And it's also easy. Some people are afraid because they think they're going to be working night and day. The move of God is easy. If you can do it precisely what the Lord give you to do every day. The Lord had me to write a book called The Spirit of Egypt. And I'm a very busy man. I work a job, a full-time job. Then I work my business, so I can do the radio broadcast. And then the Lord had me to write a book. Now, when I wrote it, this was back in 2011 and 12, and I would go to church on Wednesday night. I didn't miss a beat. Sometimes I have to miss so I can finish a job I'm doing, but in all honesty, my life was packed full, and I still wrote the book. I wrote one page a day. And I had it published. I wrote it, and then I had to edit it, I had to get it tight. I paid somebody to type it, then I had to edit it. It took longer to edit it than to write the whole thing. And then the Lord added some more chapters, and my daughter typed that. And then I had to edit that, and then I had to get it copywritten. That wasn't hard to do. Then I put it on the website. As soon as I hit the button and sent it to the copyright office, I published it on my website. And it's still there on livingletterministries.com. And I'm going to put it on the new website soon. But a move of God is easy. You do some every day. Whatever God give you to do, work towards it. Don't forget it, because it's a hot spot. And the enemy's trying to hide the light. He can't hide the light once it's revealed, but he can coax people into not revealing it. He can persuade people and coerce people into being lazy. If you go to a job and you start working as under God, doing a good job, trying to do the right thing, people are going to speak words to discourage you because they feel like you're making them look bad. Because anytime people feel like you're making them look bad, it's because you are. It's not that you're making them do anything. You're exposing their darkness for what it is. And they don't like it. They take offense to it. But do it anyway. Because over time, people will learn to value it. The darkness can't comprehend the light. When you're doing what's right, the world thinks it's stupid. They'll think you're simple, they'll think you're foolish, they'll think you're stupid, they'll think you're naive. Do it anyway. Sometimes they'll think you're mean. Do it anyway. Keep on doing it. It's working. And then they're going to start seeing your area look nice. Your work satisfies the boss. Your work helps the company go to the next level. Keep doing it. And then they're going to feel bad about what they're doing, and then they'll start doing their work. They'll start cleaning up around their work area or whatever. Because when you work as under God, it works. And people who see you every day, especially the people who benefit because you do your job, they're going to talk about you. And they're going to want you to be the one to wait on them. You know, I went to get a tag, and the clerk was flossing her teeth. And she got up to get a paper and didn't have on any shoes. Did I want to go back to that municipality to buy a tag? No, I wanted to go somewhere else. And then the people that are standing in line, they looking like, what's going on? And people start talking about them. The line is long, and they don't try to hurry up. People know what's happening. They know what time it is. And then they get mad at the boss for letting it happen. And then they talk about the whole organization. I had a friend, he went to another jurisdiction to buy tags because they don't act like that in CenterPoint. He drove the opposite direction so he didn't have to go and waste his time in the line. But when we live the light, you know, he went to CenterPoint because they didn't act like that in CenterPoint. They did their job. But people where everything was disorderly, people were used to it and they were comfortable. They didn't want to be interrupted. So they didn't value doing the right thing. Satan tries to hide the light of God's word. See, the word of God will bless us in every form. But we have to do it all. Now, I want the blessings. I want to be blessed. I want to live a blessed life. I want to prosper. So I can't go to work. That means I can't go to work and be lazy. Well, I just pay tithes. If you stole the money, the God don't want it. David said, I won't give God something that costs me nothing. Now, I want to do my job. God's watching me. I want to do what pleases him. Then pay tithes. Then give offerings. And, you know, I want to do it right. Or why not do it? If you're going to do it right. Satan's trying to hide the light of God's word. And Jesus paid for our healing. It was a high cost to him. It hurt. He can remember. But he did it. Now, because he let them Roman soldiers beat him like he did, he laid his life down and they beat him and they hurt him. But he was paying. He didn't get mad. He was paying for my health.